Hey, I'm Erica, a plus-size Jill of all trades in Atlanta, and you're listening to Brown Sugar Diaries, my voice diary, where I discuss the happenings in my life, the things I'm learning and unlearning, my journey through self-discovery and growth, and everything else I should probably write down, but it really feels better to talk this shit out. Thanks for tuning in.
What exactly makes Beyonce the queen bee?
How do we feel about Ariana Grande's use of rap vernacular?
And most importantly, what's better, chamomile or spiced chai?
We ponder all of this and more on Hot Tea Hot Takes, now a part of the Rock Candy Podcast Network.
Our show is just two friends drinking tea and discussing music, culture, politics, and anything else that comes to mind.
We cover everything from Mozart to Megan Thee Stallion.
New uploads are posted weekly. Look for it wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
A quick note before we start. In case the title doesn't give it away, this is a personal voice diary, which means this podcast will contain explicit language. I feel free to express myself on this platform and in this vein. You've been advised. Brown Sugar Diaries starts now. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Brown Sugar Diaries. How are y'all? How was your week? What are your weekend plans? I hope it's something good, something fun that sets your soul on fire. Whatever you do, do it well and do it with love. First off, I just want to thank you all for all of the birthday texts and IG and Facebook posts and Twitter posts and you know, it made a girl feel good. Thank you for all of it. The Cash Apps, the this, the that, the PayPals, the Zales, the things. I appreciate them all. Birthday was really good. I turned 31 on Wednesday. So at the time that you're hearing this, it is, you know, a happy belated birthday. but I also feel like I should just celebrate for the rest of the month, you know? But yeah, I feel really good. I feel renewed. I can't explain like this place that I'm in, this peace that I have. And I'm pretty sure I've said this before in several episodes prior, but I'm just in a new season in life, and it's evident. It's quite obvious. So I'm just in a different place. I'm in a good place. And I had a great day. A lot of surprises. Got to spend time with my family. Haven't been able to celebrate a birthday with my family in several years, at least since 2017, something like that. Because I've always been away. So yeah, it's been really good to being around family, my mom, my brother, and new family, Jay's mom, his brother, girls, you know. It was really good. It was just great. Full of surprises, full of gifts, full of love. And I'm realizing that the older I get, I'm more of a minimalist than I thought. And you know, I think gone are the days of me wanting to have, you know, a full itinerary of activities to do for my birthday. I also am really sitting in the fact that my birthday comes in an odd time of year for a lot of my friends, because a lot of them are like educators or do something in the school system, and you know, it's back to school time, so I end up, you know, celebrating pretty minimally anyway. But it was a really chill day. It was a great day. Can't complain. Felt rested, feel rested, and excited about, you know, what 31 will bring, what 31 will look like, what new will come, what new blessings will come. I'm excited about it all. But that is absolutely not what this episode is about, so let's dive into it. All right, so I was talking to a friend of mine, and somehow we ended up around the topic of, you know, people forming their own opinions about you without ever getting to know you or based on what someone else said, not based on what you said or what you've presented to them, that is fact, that is true, that is, you know, accurate. And so, you know, sharing our respective situations, our respective stories about, you know, how people have formed opinions, or created situations that involve us that are the furthest thing from the truth. And it just kind of sent me down this rabbit hole of reflection. Like, I wonder how many times I've done that to people, like, with this is the evidence from a certain situation, and this is the opinion that I formed of you based on, you know, what was happening in the situation at the time, based on, you know, how I would handle things, my values, my moral compass, you know, that type of thing. And I'm like, I can't really be mad that somebody else would do the same thing to me, because we all do that to people. I think what we can do is be more conscious of the fact that, you know, you should extend grace and give people a chance, and talk to them yourself without the influence or opinions or chatter of outside influences, or i.e. other people, you know, other people's opinions, other people's disdain for that person. Like, I've been guilty of saying, like, you need to fool her because she did X, Y, and Z, and she said X, Y, and Z, and blah, 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 and she's like this. And I'm like, okay. In hindsight, it was very wrong, but it was just because I'm mad at you because you did this to me. And, you know, I projected my anger, my fear, not necessarily fear, but my anger and my disdain of a person onto other people. And I'm grateful to have people around me who can sharpen my iron. I feel like iron sharpens iron. I mean, iron does sharpen iron, but grateful to have people around me who are individual thinkers, who are free thinkers, and aren't easily swayed or moved by anyone's opinion, or, you know, or simply some of them, they ain't really just, they're free thinkers, but they also are investigative. Like, they like to, you know, investigate and find and form their own opinion and their own assessment of situations and of people. And it just got me to thinking about, like, how many times I've been angry that people don't even know me. And they think I'm this way, they think I'm that way, or they know me, but they don't really know me. And then it started me to thinking that, like, I don't share all of me with everybody. I feel like you can be truthful, you can be honest, and you can be transparent, but you don't have to be vulnerable. Because a lot of people are seeking to take your vulnerability and use it against you, turn around and flip it, you know, throw it back in your face, or they spread your business. And I think that's a trauma that I have to deal with, because I really do have trust issues in that regard. But I can admit that I'm not always vulnerable with people, because I have this concern about, if I tell you in confidence, will it truly stay between the two of us? And I think past hurt, past concerns about it, past situations with friendships where, like, all my shit is in the street. Because, like, I'm a person. I'm a person, when you come and tell me something, I'm not telling nobody else. I'm not saying nothing to nobody else. I'm not. I because I probably forgot it. But once you bring it up to me again, I may remember bits and pieces of the conversation. But just in general, I'm not going to remember the total conversation. Because, I mean, that's just not me. It's a bunch of stuff in my head all day, every day anyway. So me remembering, you know, the intricacies of the conversation is unlikely to happen. But then you have some people who listen so intently with the full intention and purpose to run back and tell your shit. And that, bothers me. That bothers me to know. And I can't stand it. I hate it. I loathe it. If you cannot tell. But I'm working on and have been working on these last, 2 years of therapy, working on vulnerability. It doesn't come naturally to me. It doesn't feel natural to me. It just doesn't. And I am less comfortable with people and less vulnerable with people who have a tendency to read too much into stuff. Like, and I think that might be a poor choice phrase. I'm gonna think of something else. I'm gonna circle back around to that. But like, I don't know. I'm gonna put a pin in it. I can't really articulate it right now. But I know that there are certain types of people that I am less than vulnerable with. Or that I'm not vulnerable with at all. Just because I don't feel like there's a level of trust there. And then I remember mentioning in some episodes back, like, being mildly vulnerable with a colleague of mine, and she's telling her partner everything, and we go to dinner with them. Jay and I go to dinner with them, and her partner is bringing up stuff that I'm telling her. And it wasn't anything that could be emasculating or embarrassing for Jay. It was just, you know, noticing that him being out with the knee injury, that he was getting stir crazy. He couldn't, you know, stay in the house. It was like not being mobile for real, not working and stuff was getting to him. It was bothering him. And so she mentioned this to her partner, and then it was something else that was kind of intimate, that she mentioned to her partner, and he's bringing it up as if like, oh yeah. And then when he's mentioning like stuff in their relationship, he's like, oh, I'm pretty sure you know, blah, 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 blah. And Jay was like, no, I don't know. Because what she told me about their relationship, I knew, of course, but I didn't go back and tell him, because I also am conscious of the fact that whenever he sees her, or whenever he would, you know, see her around work or whatever, that's going to be the thing, the looming cloud that he's going to see. Like, he's going to have this perception of her because, you know, I'm telling you, whether it's in pillow talk or just, you know, confiding in my partner that, you know, this and this and this about her and her situation, and this is what they do and this is what they're going through. I never said anything about that because I truly feel like what my girlfriends tell me, or my homegirls, girlfriends, colleagues, whatever you tell me in confidence, I'm gonna naturally assume that it's in confidence. But if you remind me or try to solidify the fact that this is in confidence, I'm not saying nothing to nobody. I'm not saying anything to anybody. If your shit got out, it's because you told it. I ain't said a word. I haven't said anything. And I definitely don't believe in sharing intimate details from friends with my husband. I feel like that's just a violation to me. Because, like, I have a friend from my best friend, Cece. Like, it's weird calling her my best friend. Like, we don't share intimate details with each other's partner. I feel like that's just a violation. I feel like it's a violation. But just in general, I'm working on my trust issues that I really feel like will help me with vulnerability. Yeah. And I think the crux of it is that I just don't trust people like that. I just don't trust people like that because of past experiences. So, all of that to say, like, be open, be honest, be transparent, but be vulnerable when you're comfortable. And regardless, whether you're vulnerable, transparent or not, if you just get one word answers or you tell parts of the story or you try to circumvent the situation, people are going to always create their own narrative. They're going to create a situation. They're going to create a narrative. They're going to create a narrative that surrounds what they have, what the ideas that they have. And I also kind of feel like the situations that people create is just because that's probably some shit that they would do or have done or would think about doing. I don't know if that's really correct. But I really feel like why would you think that somebody would go to such an extreme or would think such a thing or would say such a thing if that's not something that you haven't had a thought about? But ultimately, I'm working on my trust issues. I'm working on my vulnerability because it can be stifling. It can be very stifling. It'll be like, I really want to just spill my guts to you because we're cool and we have this rapport and we have this relationship, but I don't trust you like that because you talk too much. Whether it be to your other friends, to your mama, to your partner, to your whatever, I don't trust you like that. Sis got some shit to work on. But you know what I'm most proud of? Is that I think I've always been pretty self-aware, but the older I get, the more self-aware I am of my shit and the baggage that I come with and the baggage that I need to unpack. And I'm proud of that. Can't nobody take that shit from me. And I'm excited for how this unfolds. And I'm excited for y'all to be a part of the journey. I'm really excited for that. Because there's a whole lot of shit that y'all really should know. But I don't know what it is. It's such a public platform. And I guess there's a trust issue there that I need to unpack. I don't really know. I'm going to figure it out. And I'm going to clue y'all in on it. Do. Let's get into the spoonful of sugar. The spoonful of sugar segment is inspired by the Mary Poppins phrase, "A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down." In this segment, I give an inspirational quote or piece of encouragement because sometimes we just need a little pick-me-up, or in this case, a spoonful of sugar to make a tough, unpleasant situation or hard pill to swallow just a little bit sweeter. Dear sugar, vulnerability takes time, and you don't have to spill your guts to fit in or to feel like you're part of the clique or part of the crew. You gotta guard your heart, you gotta guard your information, and you gotta be careful with who you share what with, because everybody doesn't mean you well. Take your time, trust your gut, be vulnerable when it's right and when it's comfortable for you. All right? You play nice now. I'll holler at y'all. Bye. Yo, are you following me on social media? I don't believe you are. You need to fix that. Go on Instagram and follow me at Brown Sugar Diaries. Go on Twitter at BRWN Sugar Diaries. Go on Facebook, Brown Sugar Diaries Podcast. You can even send me an email, boo, brownsugardiariespodcast@gmail.com. And go on the website, brownsugardiaries.com, and read my diary. Okay? There's a lot of good tea in there. But anyway, make sure you rate, review, like, share, and subscribe. Share with your mama, name, your cousin, them, your baby daddy, them. And make sure we get this thing popping. Okay? Okay. Y'all play nice now.
For more shows like this one, visit rockcandyrecordings.com.